And now, 96.9 Boston Talks presents the Week in Review Quiz Show. Here's Jim and Marjorie.
Okay, we are here with our weekly Friday quiz show, and we're so excited about it. Lauren Beckham Falcone, columnist extraordinaire from the Boston Herald, she's going to have my job. Oh, but I think there's room for two of us, isn't there, Lauren?
I think there is room.
There's a lot of boy columnists, right?
Exactly.
How many girls? How many girls are there?
Just two.
You and I.
Yeah.
I think they should choose myself.
Yeah,
then I'm out.
What do you think of the dress she's in?
She always looks gorgeous.
What is with the dresses
she's
with you?
Very
Every
sexy.
Every time you're here, it is unbelievable.
I know, aren't they gorgeous?
You like exude. What's the word I'm looking for?
She's ebullient.
You're ebullient. She's ebullient.
Please don't make me spell
that's
that.
That's not the right
Who's
word.
The other
she's
contestant
full of life.
Again?
She's wonderful. Anyway, and our... One of our, I can't say our favorite caller.
Surely
everybody
you can't
else,
say our favorite
But let me
caller.
Tell you something. He is our legendary caller, our funniest caller, Carl from New Hampshire. So. What's the matter with your eye, Carl?
What are you doing?
Still wiping away a few tears.
Yeah, over what exactly?
Rod Blagojevich.
No, that is. It is unbelievable.
My political hero.
He is. He's good. He's got good hair.
I'm worried. I just hope he doesn't land in a joint where there's a ventriloquist doing hard time.
No, he really does.
That could get ugly.
He looks,
in a hurry.
Yeah. Now, can we get something out of the way? Because I know you're going to do this and you're going to get antsy about this. He didn't ask me to do this, but he is going to drive us nuts, implying we should do it. Is there any place you happen to be performing? Now, by the way, Carl started years ago, the beginning of our show, is just another sort of half-assed caller. And then because of us, solely because of us, not because of the other shows he calls nonstop, he has become a modest success as a stand-up comedian. Where might you be appearing, Carl?
I'm glad you asked. I'll be at the Comedy Vault on Boylston Street in Boston at Remington's Restaurant tonight and tomorrow night.
No.
Yes,
look at
9 o'clock show tonight, 8 and 10:15 shows
Do they
tomorrow
pay
night.
You?
Yes, they do.
How much?
I'd rather not tell him.
I don't want you to feel bad about what you make.
Yeah, that's right. He's in the big leagues now, you know. He was up
Wait
in some
second.
Little VFW and some down some dirt road up there in New Hampshire.
No, you know how pathetic
now he's
this
on
is.
Boylston
Wait a
Street
second.
In Boston, right, Carl?
Yeah, I'm opening for Paul Nardizzi
tonight. You are the wind.
You are
right.
Paul Nardizzi?
Yeah.
Oh, he's huge. Who is he?
Okay, you know what?
Can I tell you one thing?
You know what?
Let me just say one thing.
Go.
You know how pathetic this is? Lauren, when you're talking to us, do you talk to us? Look at him right now. What is he doing? Carl from New Hampshire is talking to us, turning towards the control room to look at the reaction of Matt, Steve, and Ann like he's got a dance party.
Because I was just about to ask
sides.
Matt to throw that party platter out the window.
In any case, so here's the question. Oh, you had a question for Lauren Beckham Falcone.
We just spent the last half hour talking about Jennifer Aniston being on Regis and Kelly and using the R word for retarded.
Yeah.
Want to hear it?
No, I heard it. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's hear it. Go ahead.
You play dress up.
I play dress up. I do it for a living, like a retard, but.
Okay, so you have a kid with Down syndrome. So what do you think about this whole retarded word thing?
Well, I think one good thing is that how quickly people came down on her and how quickly she's been maligned for saying this. And I just don't understand how people can defend someone using a word to denigrate a group of people. I mean, whether or not it's people with intellectual disabilities, black, white, religion, anything. You know, a caller saying, oh, you know, she's just saying it. She's not saying it to somebody. It's wrong. It's the last civil right. And I really think that the more people get outraged about it, the better off it's going to be. Because, say, what, 30 years ago, if you said something derogatory about, a black person, you did get away with it. Now you don't. Look at Dr. Laura.
Now, I think that's beautifully spoken, except for one thing. I think that the last civil right really is the terrible prejudice against blue-eyed blonde born.
Yeah,
Wouldn't
I know.
You say that's the last frontier.
It's tough. I know. It's really
okay.
Hard.
Let the quiz begin.
Let the quiz begin.
When they had a smackdown on this R word thing, Lauren was writing the piece in the Herald saying it's a horrible thing. Marjorie was supposed to write the piece that saying it's okay. Marjorie is so impressionable that by the third paragraph, because you talked to Lauren and a few people,
you totally changed your position.
Did,
that wasn't it.
What
this
was
is
it?
Why I get so annoyed with some of my colleagues that don't actually go to the source.
Oh.
I went down and interviewed a bunch of kids, well, they were grown-ups, actually, who had various degrees of disabilities. A lot of them were Down syndrome kids.
So you did
kids,
some reporting.
I did some reporting. When you talk to the people, you understand what a big problem this is.
I'll tell you one thing, though, and I have to point this out because I'm a right-wing nut.
You are.
They came down a lot hotter on Laura Schlesinger than they did on Bill Maher when they did the Down syndrome joke about Palin's kid.
Wait a second. You don't think the N-word is a little bit more... I'm talking about the R-word. Oh, right. I see. Okay.
Right, yeah. And they were making Down syndrome.
Okay, so why don't you look at Matt and Alan, Steve, and see what kind of reaction you got to that. Okay, here we go. First question. Carl's driving me nuts, too. Don't worry. The first question from Marjorie to Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Okay, ready, Lauren?
Yes. Go ahead.
Name the speaker here.
Probably going to be a judge on American Idol.
Good.
I'm doing it. What do you think? I'm doing it.
I think you're good for it.
Yeah.
The Gerald Ford of rock and roll, Steve Tyler.
The Gerald Ford of rock and roll. By the way, here is Steve Tyler singing the national anthem at Fenway. Maybe that was me singing the national anthem at Fenway.
That was great.
What do you think about him doing the American Idol thing, Lauren?
I think that show's in trouble with a capital.
And he's not going to fix it?
For Tyler, no.
How about you? What you call it, Carl from New Hampshire?
Steven Tyler makes my stomach hurt.
Why? Because you're like an anti-drug kind of person.
No, not at all. I love drugs. It's not that. I've just never been a big Aerosmith
fan. Nor have I.
Me neither.
I just don't think he has. I mean, I know he's great around here, but I don't think he has that national... appeal to all those Justin Bieber fans who vote on American Idol. I don't.
Why do you think American Idol's in trouble?
Because they got rid of Paula Abdul and Simon's gone.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not Cal's strong. And they this last season was terrible with the judges and all that other stuff. I could probably write a dissertation.
Carl, if you don't think that Steven Tyler is any good, what do you think about Yanni?
Thank you very much.
Here's a question for you, Carl. Carl, there was ever a question made for a particular person. Carl, look at me when I'm talking.
Okay.
Thank you. Complete the following news story from Watertown, Massachusetts.
Now, police say the woman was at this Watertown bus stop when she was approached by a 19-year-old man. Police say he proceeded to remove her shoe and then...
Let me just tell you something. The question is, what did he do? Finish the story, and I guarantee you, you've done it as well. What is it?
He's a toe licker.
He's a toe licker. Beautifully put.
I wish I had his name.
Otherwise known as a shrimper,
you know, you can get
right?
help.
Is that called shrimping?
Yeah. Is that what they call it?
Yes, the shrimping.
Is that what it's called?
Did you know that?
No.
Why shrimping?
I don't know. I just heard it's called shrimping.
You call it shrimping? Get away from her toes, Carl. This is really hard.
Carl's onto the desk.
What's
please?
The status of this guy? Is this guy getting prosecuted? What's the story of the guy? Do you know?
I don't know. Do you know why they call it shrimping, Carl?
Have you ever shrimped?
You know, last I knew, shrimping was shrimping, where you had a boat and you went out with nets.
Have you given any thought? You are a man, and I'm sure you're appreciating, as you just tried to do there, a well-turned-out toe. Do you think, you know, was there a particular kind of shoe or toe or some kind of configuration of the said foot that caused this man to have this unbelievable reaction?
Well, I know, as someone who struggled for years with toe-licking addiction, I can tell you that the type of shoe is different for everyone. For me, it's a German Luftwaffe boot.
With the toes cut out
that really turns me
on. I love that.
A German jack boot.
That's really good. Yeah. Now, Carl does live in the backwoods of New Hampshire. Now, the next question. You got that right, actually. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is from Marjorie, again for Lauren. Go ahead, Marjorie.
Over the weekend, President Barack Obama finally commented on the controversy in New York City.
I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country. And that includes the right to build a place of worship and a community center on private property.
Now, 2 days later, what did he tell reporters that he was not commenting on?
Shrimping.
I heard he was spotted running down Pennsylvania Avenue.
He said he's not commenting on the mosque being built near the World Trade Center.
Something particular about the mosque being built.
No, she said the right thing.
She
did. You know? Yeah, near the World Trade Center. Give her the points. She gets the points.
Okay, can we hear the answer?
I was not commenting, and I will not comment on the wisdom of making a decision to put a mosque there. I was commenting very specifically on the right that people have that dates back to our founding.
Can't wait to hear Carl's position. What do you think about building a mosque 2 blocks from Ground Zero, Carl?
There's nothing more fun than watching the president row backwards. I just love that.
How about you? Which way are you rowing on this issue, buddy?
You know what? I think we got a lot better. You know, to me, it's bad manners, and that's about the extent of it.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
I think that we should just get on with it.
You know what I wish?
I have to say, though, if the KKK wanted to build a recreation center on the site where Martin Luther King was killed, I think the president would surely have a concise comment on that. I think, but maybe not.
Well, hold on. We can't really compare the KKK and Muslims, can we? I don't think we can do that. But you know what I'm with you.
No, Carl did. We can. I know. But he can.
Yeah. You know what I did in the bad manner thing, though? I really wished that the imam and that Muslim group there had taken up Patterson as offer. I said, you know, we have the right and blah, 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 and this is perfectly fine, and we are moderate, peaceful Muslims, blah, blah, blah. But in deference to people that are really upset about this.
Well, sure. And now that I know Nancy Pelosi has launched an investigation into people who are opposed to it, I have even less to say about it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something I really don't like?
What do you don't like?
T-shirts with insignias on them. I mean, do you not feel... No, I'm wearing a black T-shirt looking pretty fine, if I say so myself.
Yes.
Do I have any insignia on this at all?
No.
Now, you look at Carl. What is that, like a Tommy Hilfiger or whatever
That's the Prussian flag.
I just don't like that kind
of thing.
Excuse me.
I am also looking at Carl. Would you look at Carl there, Lauren, for a second? Now, I think... Before I met you, Carl,
we both felt this way. Go ahead.
I thought you were sort of a goofy Mr. Green Jeans kind of type,
like a back mountain, like a mountain man kind of thing.
Teeth optional, stuff
look at
like
him.
That.
Yeah. Look at him over
teeth
there.
Teeth optional.
Yeah. Handsome,
he is a handsome
fella.
A handsome
except
man.
Except for this $5 haircut.
Exactly.
But you know what? Yeah. You do have hair to cut.
Yeah. At the end of round one, Carl has 100 points. Admittedly, he hasn't had a second question yet. Lauren has 150. Round two coming up. Right after this on 96.9 Boston Talks.
Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
Yeah, we know the music's cutting edge, too. It's 9:48. It's going up to 82. It's sunny. Our two contestants, such as they are in this week's quiz, are celebrated Boston Herald columnist Lauren Beckham Falcone, looking, I would say, rather hot, if I may.
And they lie in the radio.
And what's his name? Carl from New Hampshire, allegedly one of our favorite people. Now, Carl, how would you describe the appearance of Lauren Beckham Falcone on this particular day?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
She's
really
gorgeous. And I see she's in keeping with the new cleavage thing that's so popular.
You don't have to
talk
about it. You observe it. Exactly.
Observe
it.
You hear that thing that Mosey was talking before, that women who drink a lot of coffee, that's what Lauren's referring to, their breasts shrink. What do you think of that? That's why they created decaf. Thank you very much.
My nipple should be
I can't even believe. I'm turning as red as this dress.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fine. Carl, this question is for you.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
The beginning of round two. A teacher in Cohasset, Massachusetts just lost her job. Actually, she quit over something she posted on Facebook.
I got frustrated one day, and I thought I was sharing with just my friends. That was stupid because I do have a lot of technology background. I should have checked it. So it was a stupid mistake. Hey, I'm here.
In her posting on Facebook, what derogatory name did she use to refer to her students, Carl from New Hampshire?
God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Little clams, hairy little clams.
It's close to hairy little clams.
Little clams.
God, does he get any points for hairy little clams, judges? No, he does not. Do you have any idea what it is, Lauren Beckham Falcone?
I thought she just called him arrogant. But
no,
that was the parents.
Okay, the answer is, and I think you should, particularly your wife isn't the teacher, germ bags is what she called them.
Germ bags.
You think the woman, she was pushed out by the superintendent. She called the parents snotty and arrogant. She called the kids germ bags. Marjorie was allegedly on MSNBC yesterday talking about this.
I thought it was great.
Wrote a column about it too. Should she have been forced out over this, Carl from New Hampshire?
No.
Are you from New Hampshire?
We just had a teacher up in Londonderry who was sending topless photos of herself to a student. You remember that?
She resigned.
She resigned. Yeah.
Let me guess. She's a 41-year-old?
She was
gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jim needs to get out more.
Did you see this woman? Yes. The picture was in the Herald.
I wonder why
the teachers that are hitting on their 12-year-old students all look like they could be in the cover of Vogue magazine. They're beautiful.
I could never have made it through school. I mean, when I was in school, you had these old people that threw chalk at your head and hit you with wooden spoons.
Exactly.
I could never make it through school now.
Yeah, the ones that when they walk, they're kind of their nylon stockings rubbed together.
You ready for Lauren's question, Marjorie? Here it is.
Okay, here's Lauren's question. Oh, I should point out beforehand, we have little presents for you guys.
Oh, yes.
From Chamonix, we have beautiful little, I don't know what's in that particular
gift
bag.
Pack.
But they have wonderful face creams. They have wonderful diet pills and all these kinds of things.
Great, perfect.
Yeah, they're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. Just want to point that out so you don't miss them. Okay, here we go. Question number 5. To Lauren Beckham Falcone.
Yes, it is.
Pittsfield, Mass. will soon be having a vote on a very important issue, much to the dismay of some older women.
We don't need any more naked women's around here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What summary activity are voters in Pittsfield, or many of them anyway, hoping to legalize?
Topless beaches, right?
That
is it.
Correct.
Yeah. Give the woman the points.
We got the woman the points.
I think.
What do you think of that?
Is there a body of water in Pittsfield?
No, that's a
very, that's actually not polluted.
That's by the town dump. They're going to base
exactly.
By the.
Isn't there some sort of? Well, what do I think of topless beaches?
Yes.
You know, I'm not. I believe that topless should be. Only things that teachers send their students.
That's beautiful. So. Now, Carl,
there you go.
In a poll that we read when we discussed this, this is true. 89% of men said it was fine for women to go topless on the beach, but 56% of those same men said they would, quote, not allow their own woman to go topless. Where do you fall now?
Their own woman.
Well, my wife is an Italian from North Jersey, so not allow is not
even
my vocabulary, first of all. But, yeah, I think it's a good idea, especially for the heavy coffee drinkers, because they get that little recessed thing you can use as an ashtray, which I like.
That's right.
I love the smoke on the beach.
It's really I think that they should ban topless men on beaches sometimes, or topless men mowing their lawns.
You know, the French were so upset about this display of topless British men who came to watch, I think, a soccer match or something.
Yeah.
They outlawed topless men.
Oh,
I think
just
it's great.
Ahead of their time. Those
French. They are ahead of their time.
One of the great Dane Cook uses this expression, breastage is what he calls it.
Yeah, breastage.
Which really says it well.
Or
Carl.
Man's
I can't
ears.
Believe you're quoting Dane Cook.
I know. I interviewed him once, so whatever. By the way, you're getting croaked, Carl.
Okay, please. I need to concentrate.
Here is a, you can get a lifeline. This, if you don't get this one, I would just. Leave.
Okay.
A flight attendant on board a Southwest Airlines flight stirred up controversy just this week when he took one passenger's safety into, pardon me, when she took one passenger's safety into her own hands.
I think it was a solid move on the part of the flight attendant. It neutralized the situation. It calmed everybody down.
Now, he thought it was a solid move on the part of the flight attendant. And the flight attendant, in this particular case, that was some chief of police talking about the flight attendant. Now, what did the flight attendant, in this particular case, do?
Oh, I heard about this story, and I was shocked to hear about the flight attendant that removed Michael Graham from a plane and threw him down the slide. Is that what he did? He inflated the slide,
That's close.
Right?
In other words, you have no idea about the story.
Yeah, no, he took a baby away from
Yes, he did. Right? That is exactly right. Now, first of all, why are you looking at our staff?
I want to make sure they're not eating that platter. I want
a
sandwich.
Did you really bring a party platter?
Of course.
Yeah,
have I ever been in the studio? It isn't an odd coincidence to you, Marjorie, that every time I'm in studio, a party platter.
Why are we on air if you have a party platter?
You know, then I don't need to eat any more of my yogurt
Fine.
With the nectarines.
No, you don't.
Can I ask you a quick question?
I have to say, Carl actually contacted me yesterday asking if I could go to the North End and order a party
that
platter.
That is not
for
true.
Today.
Is that true?
Is this true, Carl? This
I didn't ask you to physically
true.
Go to the North End.
Okay,
I asked you to
call
get me a
some
phone
places
number
in the North End.
Door.
Wait,
all
you
right,
can't
man.
Get your own phone
Research
number?
The North End.
You know
what?
Now
the
he's
cheese,
gone
fresh
to jail.
Cheese is gone. Big Cheese Carmine is gone.
Which is where you used to order the party platters from.
Is he in jail?
What?
Is Big Cheese in jail?
Okay. Here's the question that will decide everything. Carl has 200 points. Lauren has 250. So the final question is worth 51 points. Now, here's how this works. You have to write down. You have a pen or something? You have to write down your answer on a piece of paper. Don't do anything with it until we ask you to show it.
Okay.
Here, Marjorie, why don't you ask the question?
Okay. You ready?
No.
Yesterday marked the beginning of the end of the war in Iraq.
Yes, the gates are closing right now. This strike are passing right now. Represents the last American combat troops in Iraq.
This is a mathematical question. Despite the last of the U.S. combat troops coming home, how many support troops are still there?
That's
Carl's running very quickly.
You write it down. You don't show it to us. Whoever comes closest. Should it be like Price is Right without going over?
Carl is done. Nope. He's covering up his
Whoever's
paper.
Closest, essentially,
that's a bad sign.
Is the winner of this week's weekly news quiz. Now, let's, you know what we should do? Since he is behind, what's his face? Carl, since you're behind.
He is behind.
And we know you're at the Comedy Vault or whatever it is. You're the lead in.
For,
what's the guy's
name?
What's the guy after you?
Paul Nardizzi.
Forget the lead-in.
He's going to be starring at the Comedy Connection. Not the Comedy Connection.
Comedy Vault.
Comedy Vault.
Okay,
on Boylston Street. That's a big deal.
Fine. 9 o'clock tonight. What's the and tomorrow sometime. What's your answer to this question? 50,000. Now, that's the conventional wisdom. But what is the answer that you have,
Lauren
Beckham?
You've got 50,000.
50,000. Well, actually, it's 52,600. You tied on that question. So the winner happens to be the woman with the cleavage. I mean, you said. No, I'm sorry. I mean, that's what he said, not me. You look fabulous.
Right,
you really
and that's
do.
What cleavage is all about.
The winner
the person
is
with
Lauren
the best
Beckham.
Cleavage.
Hi, Mom.
How does
Dad.
It feel? How does it
how
feel?
Are
how does it feel to be the winner, Lauren?
Yeah. How does it feel to win?
Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Great. You know what?
I'm going
to give everybody a trophy today because this is the whole thing. It's important that everyone feels as though they won.
Lauren Beckham Falcone, one of our favorite people at the Boston Herald. She's a great columnist, not a bad person either. Carl from New Hampshire, we sort of love you in an odd sort of way. We want to thank Chamonix for their weekly gift bags, which are really spectacular. Great products. Marjorie and I both use them. Marjorie, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure, sort of, as well. And we want to thank Matt Shear, our producer, and Steve, our I don't know, what is Steve's role?
He's one of the leaders of the station. What he does. Steve Allen. And can you pronounce our last name?
Wog.
Nope.
Wag.
Nope.
Woog.
Let's leave it in Woog for now, even though it isn't right. It's the end of Ann's first week. She is spectacular. You guys are too. Graham is coming in a minute. He'll be here from 10 to 2. And we will be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
96.9 WTKK Boston. WTKK HD1. 96.9 BostonTalks.com. A greater media radio station.